What's happening, man? It's your boy 9/11, and you're tuned in to AVG Podcast. As always, man, you know how we do it. Let's get to it. So today, I got a very special guest with me, man. I got my namesake, the junior of the house, Dose the Baby Ghost with me. What's happening, man? How you doing?
I'm doing good.
So what's been up? How your summer been going so far?
It's been going good. Just been doing track and stuff, getting back in shape.
Okay, what you getting in shape for?
Football and getting faster and getting stronger and letting my legs get more faster.
How them workouts been in that heat?
It's been days where it's just been like, I don't want to go. But it's been days where it's been like, yeah, it's okay for today.
Yeah. So what you like most about track? We'll start with track. What you like most about track?
It's not too difficult. It's like, maybe it takes you two or three weeks to get onto it, mm-hmm. but you get worked out real quick. So it's not too difficult. That's the one thing I like about it. It's not too hard.
Gotcha. What events you running? What you competing in?
100, 200, 4x1, and 4x4. No. 4x4 and 4x1.
Now, out of those, which one is your favorite?
Like, out of the 4x1 and 4x4.
All the races you compete in, which one is your favorite?
The 100.
100?
Yeah, even though I don't run it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my favorite race in the 4x1.
That's what's up. So, what is your favorite sport? Because I know you all around, you know, I'm your dad. So, I'm with you all the time. I know you basketball, football, track, but what is your favorite sport? What's the sport you love the most?
My favorite sport is probably football.
Football? What positions you play?
I play running back and wide receiver. And one year I played both sides of the ball.
Okay.
So, pretty good at everything.
That's what's up. Okay. So, out of running back and wide receiver, what you prefer out of that?
I would prefer running back because I like hitting the holes. I like getting contact. And then wide receiver, I like catching the ball too, but I like running it more because you get more plays.
Gotcha. So who you like to watch out there that you say, man, I like his game. I want to do something like him when I get out on the field. Who the players you watch out in the NFL?
I would probably say Tyreek Hill and it's another cat that I know. Tyreek Hill and Marquise Brown. I think that's
it. Oh, Hollywood.
Yeah, Hollywood.
Hollywood. You like Hollywood?
Yeah.
Yeah, Hollywood be getting busy, man. He fast too. What's your squad? Who your squad you roll with?
The Chiefs and the Cowboys.
That's what I'm talking about. Show my Cowboys a little love. So what about your basketball teams? I know you're a big hoop fan too. Who you like watching play basketball?
Probably the Warriors and the Chicago Bulls.
Chicago Bulls.
And
another little,
most likely, I like Jason Tatum too, so I'm gonna go with the Celtics.
Yeah, he nice too. He just took a tough loss in the finals, but he gonna be back. He's still young, got a lot of time, so he gonna be back. So when you play out on the court, what game do you take out there and say, man, I can use a little bit of his game because I can do this on the court? Who you see in there and be like, okay, I can take some of that?
I would probably say, like, how Jordan Poole is like Jordan Poole and Curry is like Michael Jordan and Kobe. Kobe would always ask Jordan for help with stuff. So Jordan Poole would always ask Curry about help.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna go with Jordan Poole because he do a lot of stuff that Curry tell him, so I'm gonna go with his game.
Okay, that's what's up. So what you training for right now? What you getting ready for to do? Like when you get, cause you got an event coming up, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's that?
I got an event coming up for track.
That's major. What is it?
That's in Corpus Christi, 8 hours away from me.
Man, y'all ready to go down there and compete?
Yeah, I'm ready to compete. I'm ready to compete in the two races that I got, the 4x1 and the 4x4. Last race, I did really good. I called my team back up.
Uh-huh.
And we got second in that race. But then in the 4x1, we did good. We lost by a little bit in that race. But we qualified in both.
Okay, that's what's up. That's big stuff. So what you like to do when you not competing, training, school? What you like to do for fun? What you do outside of all that?
I would probably say I like to go swimming, mm-hmm. and play the game. Like, I like playing Madden and 2K, and I like swimming a lot because it cools down your body.
That's what's up. So what's your favorite game that you on hard right now? Which game you playing the most right now?
I'd probably say 2K.
2K?
Yeah, 2K and like this boxing game that I be playing on my phone.
So I ain't mess with you on that 2K. You nice?
Yeah. I'm pretty good at it. I'm not just up there, but I'm up there to where I can beat a few people. Mm-hmm. A few people that I know that's good.
That's what's up. So with football season coming up after track, I know, like you said, you're trying to get ready for your meet out there in Corpus Christi. What are some of your goals for this year? Because you'll be stepping into a bigger role on the team, probably be touching the ball even more so last year. I think you were second in touchdowns on the team last year. So what's some of your goals this year as far as what you want to do and bring to the table for the team?
My goal this year is to carry my team to the Super Bowl and to get a lot more touchdowns than I did last year. I think I had like 7 or 10 last year.
Mm-hmm.
But this year I'm trying to get at least 20.
So you're putting that dub up, that's what you're saying?
Yeah, trying to bring them back to the chip like we did last year.
So I know, like you say, last year you had like, it was almost 10. It was like 8, somewhere up in there. But that also was your first year moving up. Being that was your first year moving up, what was the biggest thing that you noticed coming from, like, because you know you was the offensive player of the year coming off your last season in 8U. When you moved up to 10U last year, you know, you played the backup role, but you still had the second most touchdowns on the team. But what was the biggest thing that you noticed from playing in 8U to when you moved up to 10U?
The biggest thing that I noticed was that it was a bigger challenge than 8U. So the games that we played, we probably blue teams are really bad, but the teams were good that we were beating.
Mm-hmm.
So I just know that it was a better challenge from 8U and 10U, and we had a bigger squad that year. So from 8U and 10U, what I got from it is probably that the teams have gotten like a little bit harder.
So with that being said, I know a lot of your touchdowns last year, you came when you broke to the outside. So, you know, I've been working on with you staying between the tackles, you know, making a move, playing your feet, making a decision. So how are you going to change your running style this year? You still think you're going to have a breakaway, get to the outside, or are you going to try to run more in the tackles and just see what you can find when you're digging in them trenches?
I think I'm probably going to, like, hit the hole more this year. And I'm going to try to score off of, like, touchdowns in the gaps.
Yeah.
Not just all the way, all the time, outside. I'm going to try to get me a little bit of touchdowns from everywhere instead of just one singular spot on both sides.
Gotcha. Man, let these youngsters know your game and how to handle and how they can get in contact with you if they want to play you on the game or challenge you to some 2K. You put out there, you nice, so let them know what's your game and handle.
Like my game and tag?
Yeah.
It is ADUPE21. And yeah, that's my game tag, ADUPE21. Capital A, lowercase d, UP, 21.
Gotcha. Look, man, you know, Love you to the moon and back. Want you to have a productive, safe football season, injury-free. You and your teammates, I want y'all to have fun. Go out there, represent. Like you say, y'all held a trophy up at the end of the year last year, so I want to see y'all get back there. And y'all went undefeated. Don't forget that up. That's what's up,
man. We went 13-0 that season. Because we went to Houston, and then we played. But we lost to a close game. So we went 13-0.
Lost to a team in Dallas, right?
Mm-hmm.
Man. Went all the way down there, and we lost to a team from Dallas, man. Shout them boys out, too, though. They had a hell of a squad. But, hey, good talking to you, man. Glad you came through. We're going to be checking you out on the football field, seeing what you got up. Dose the baby ghost. Signing off. As always, man, always visualize your goals. And after that, accomplish those visualized goals. Love you, son.